you, Santa Claus!
To get to that point where you get a job like that, I'm sure, you know, some occasions you don't have to, but a lot of the time people generally have to audition, right? I chat to actors a lot now, and as someone who genuinely doesn't either like or dislike auditions, they're just fucking things that you have to go through to get a job. I'm always surprised when actors say, less that they hate them, I'm surprised when they say, I fucking love auditions.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Oh, man. It's more common than you think on this podcast.
No.
Yeah. People are like, no, I love them. It's a chance to act.
Who? It wasn't people. You. Was it?
It was I. do you enjoy the process of auditioning?
I fucking hate them. I find them very... Well, I'll just tell you what I think about them. I think they're
That's
very...
That's what I asked you, in fairness.
No. I like the idea of Bryan Cranston talking about auditions and going, use them as work, but no, you're totally disempowered. You go in there, people sometimes want to... it's not
it's
the way
me
work
cross.
Is.
I've
you
had
go
one
in
of
there,
weeks.
Sit in an office, there's five people facing you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand sometimes why they want to talk to you beforehand, because... The switch between talking and then doing your acting is, I find, a bit embarrassing. Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes, talk to me about this. I'm really interested in this. This is great.
As I get older, I find acting more embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right? It's just weird. It's like, you first start out, you have to kiss a girl on the scene, you're like, yes, this is my job, I'm an actor. As you get older, you realise you're just kissing this person who might be your friend at this point. That's, you know what I mean? And it just becomes weird. Simpler and weirder, and that you feel like that's what you have to lean into sometimes. But, for example, I go into an audition and I'm... Well, I don't know what they want from the first chat. Look at this.
It's often entirely unrelated, and they think it's designed to make you feel at ease.
Make me feel at ease. And I'm like, I don't want to chat. You're ruining
the flow.
The flow. I want to come
in here.
I've
been outside with the script. And I'm ready to walk in and do it.
Be the character.
And then walk out.
Yes,
let's talk after.
Let's talk after. Or just sit there and then suddenly you're doing, like, for example, then you start doing an English accent. They're like, all anyone in that room, if they're normal humans, is thinking, oh. And if they're doing the very best you can do is get away with it.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Whereas people watching on a screen don't think that.
100%. I agree 100%. They see they not only see, they look for the flaws.
Totally.
I'm convinced.
Or, for example, you go in to play a character that's totally one way and, you know, you can lean in. Look, you do your work and you lean into a version of yourself that you can bring in a sense of character. I don't want to be carrying a sense of depression into a chat about how I got here this morning. They're going to think I'm weird or something's not right. Or
so any prep you do outside,
it's useless, your
head in the zone, and then all of a sudden you're trying to be friendly John Joe.
Yeah, easy to work with. Yeah, but I'm not saying like I need to get into character, but I think the transition between sitting chatting and then going, okay, in your own time, and then you do acting, it just makes it feel really fake.
There are those.
Do you know what I mean?
I've never done this, but I've spoken to actors both on this podcast and outside of it, where they say, like, I know one who auditioned for a big part in a TV series that didn't get, but he got ridiculously close at the point where the casting director changed and then he didn't get it. He'd been cast and there was a massive disagreement over it.
Oh, I know what that is.
But it was you probably do. But the part, and you'll know as soon as I say this, the part was a very particular dark character, right?
Yeah.
So this particular actor went, fuck it, I'm going to go in and I'm not going to give them smiley chatty, I'm just going to give them
yeah Yeah.
I'm going to try not to engage with this. Oh, how are you going? How's it been? You busy? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great stuff. Great day, isn't it? And I'm just going to try and go in and do it. And I thought, fuck, that's great, actually. Because I go in and 15-year-old Jonathan trying to please people kicks in. Just want to be liked. Just want you to like me. Which is neither helpful nor fucking nor relevant to the job of doing the part.
You know, you want to open that door, come in, ready to work. Also, other thing, it's sometimes it's like they want you to be a hero. They want you to be that person. You're filled with this confidence.
Yeah.
You know, someone that doesn't care that they're watching, doesn't care they're in an audition room situation, powerless. You're there because you want a job. And you have to appear opposite to that, right?
You're making but me, this is making me anxious just even listening. It's like, oh.
But you have to walk in there and pretend that that's not the situation. Pretend that you don't want them. Or maybe you don't want them, but you've turned up, so you want the job. It's a very disempowering. And for me, I find it humiliating. And it's hardened me in certain areas. There's a conscious, like, it makes you hold on to something to have some through line. Otherwise, you can feel like you're moving from theatrical cult to theatrical cult, you know, with a new director's vision, and from another someone saying, "Just let go with change." I mean, there's nothing for you to take through it. Do you know what I mean? And you want a story, and you want some integrity, and you want some self-respect, and sometimes you have to pick a few battles, but it's hard to hold on to dignity.
Yeah, I mean, when you say it, when that's your last line, I'm like, yeah, that totally adds up.
So I don't like auditions.
Do you know when they've gone well?
Yeah. Well, to me, an audition going well is walking out going, I did my best.
With no doubt.
I did my best and I've escaped my own critics. So for me...
What's the opposite then? What do you do whenever
it doesn't go?
The opposite
is when... The opposite is when I feel I can't get lost in the you know, just the scene, the make believe, the, you know, and I'm just thinking this is an audition, you're all looking at me, oh, don't move your hand, what are you doing with your hand, that's weird, and I'm totally inundated with
these. It's that classic, what are you doing with your hand? That's when you know you fucked it.
Oh God, it's on your cheek. Keep it there. No, don't keep it there. Just start biting your fingernails.
No. Why is your mouth hanging open?
Do something spontaneous. Confuse them. You're sweating.
It actually is making me...
Is your pulse? Your pulse is going a bit fast. God, you're sweating. It's a bit hot in here. Take off your shoes and socks. That's the only way to cool down. Basically, the worst is a panic attack, you know, is when your anxiety... of the situation gets the better of you. But the threat of that happening is what creates an unease. I'm not sure I thrive on fear. I like feeling relaxed and like... There's no science to feeling relaxed, is there? But tell you what, going into a room, you're set opposite four people, and it's a white strip lighting.
You can hear the audition next to you.
You've heard a person before you do it, and you're trying to feel like you have... what you have to do is have authority over your work, and you want to do your work and share your work, but the whole system seems designed to strip you of any authority. That's what I think.
Fuck. I might need a couple of minutes to lie down here. This is, I mean, the anxiety that break, even just thinking about.
It's nothing like work. I don't work like that.
up into my knees. Say, that's you. I can't dig.